Commons extends a warm welcome to the delegation of Samoa and thanks the country for its report, which we positively note was the subject of broad and diverse consultations. As a fellow small island developing state, the Bahamas recognizes the challenges faced by Samoa, including due to limited human financial resources, as well as the disproportionate threats posed by climate change. We commend the country on progress achieved in the field of human rights since the last review, including the establishment of a national mechanism for implementation, reporting, and follow-up. Critical legal reform, which contributes to compliance with international treaty obligations and principles of relevant international law. The development of a number of national policies and sector plans, including in relation to gender equality, persons with disabilities, childcare, and promoting resilience of communities to disasters and climate change. In a constructive spirit, the Bahamas recommends that Samoa, 1, strengthens the legal and policy frameworks to address the high incidence of domestic, family, and gender-based violence, including by tackling root causes, providing community support services for victims, and ensuring perpetrators are brought to justice. 2, dismantles barriers related to the hidden costs of education, in particular in rural areas, and provides an adequate budget to the education sector. And 3, strengthens legal and policy frameworks to address trafficking in persons, including providing legal recognition of domestic trafficking and lifting age restrictions on protection from sex and labor exploitation. We encourage Samoa to avail itself of technical assistance and capacity building support in accordance with its human rights priorities and call on the international community to cooperate with the country in this regard. We wish Samoa every success in this UPR process.